What did a daytime gossip show in Argentina have to do with achieving a milestone in women's rights? In a few weeks, Argentina's Senate is going to vote on a bill to legalize abortion. And if it passes, the country takes a step closer to being one of the only ones in Latin America to offer the procedure. NPR's Jasmine Garst grew up in Argentina. She says that feminism and the movement to legalize abortion found an unlikely platform to reach into homes across the country.
I watched a lot of television when I was a kid. My grandmother, Yaya, would pick me up at school. Her apartment was dark and humid, and when we turned the TV on, color, sound, and sex would pour into the world.
Intrusos en el espectáculo.
Argentine talk shows are bizarre. Fellini meets Jerry Springer. The women are pumped with silicone, sometimes wearing almost nothing. When I was growing up, it was a parade of pasties, stilettos, and feather boas. One of the most popular shows back then was with a guy named Jorge Rial. He's still on TV. These days, he hosts a show called Intrusos, or Intruders, in which he stirs up fights among his voluptuous guests. Every time someone says something shocking, ominous music rolls out. Grandma Yaya, she was the target audience. We'd watch the show under the gaze of her little statue of the Virgin of Pompeii. She was a good Catholic, anti-divorce, anti-abortion, and she loved to watch this daytime morality play. I moved to the U.S. after high school, but sometimes when I get homesick, I still watch Intrusos. When I tune in, I'm not 5,000 miles away. Yaya is alive. Nothing has changed. Nothing ever changes on Argentine TV. Until suddenly, a few months ago, something did.
Intrusos!
One night in February, I tune into Intrusos and I see this tattooed woman with a Lauren Bacall voice.
Se producen 500,000 abortos clandestinos por año. 500,000.
About 500,000 women in Argentina have illegal abortions every year. She was wearing a green scarf around her neck, the symbol of the movement to legalize abortion. I'd never seen that scarf on daytime TV. She's a comedian. Her stage name is Señorita Bimbo. And on the show, she talks about how abortion is so taboo.
En televisión el aborto no existe. No abortan ni en ficciones las mujeres. Lo máximo que te pasa es que te tiran por una escalera y perdiste un bebé.
You can't even talk about it in fiction. In Argentine TV, she says, unwanted pregnancy is solved by a villain pushing you down the stairs, causing you to miscarry. And then Señorita Bimbo slips in this word. Misoprostol. She says, I want girls to know about misoprostol. Officially, misoprostol is a drug used to treat stomach ulcers, but it can also be used to induce labor. So in a continent where abortion is mostly banned, it's taken to cause miscarriages. The story of how a feminist talking about DIY abortion got airtime on an Argentine gossip show is a plot worthy of daytime drama. That's the theme song for this soap opera that was huge when I was a kid. It's about this hunk with feathered hair who falls in love with a beautiful girl. She never says, I love you back. Surprise reveal, she's mute. She was played by actress Araceli González. So one day, back in January, González is a guest on Intrusos. She gets introduced as a strong, independent woman, a feminist. She immediately sets the record straight. I am not a feminist, she says vehemently. I have a wonderful husband and a beautiful son. The internet explodes. Argentina's feminist movement, as massive as it is, gets mostly ignored by TV. Instead, they live on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. They start tweeting stuff like, what does having a son and a husband have to do with being a feminist, you idiot? A spat like that is like catnip to Intrusos. So the executive producers decide to book a feminist on the show to keep the argument going.
That's Flor Freijo, a writer and academic, patiently explaining feminism. At the bottom of the screen, a banner in large, bold letters reads, "Feminism. It's a movement for women's rights." And here's the ultimate plot twist. A producer says the ratings that day were excellent. So they decided, let's do it again, and again, and again. And that's how feminist activists turned this show, at least for a little while, into a public town hall to debate women's rights. For the producers, it may have been about the ratings, but for a lot of young feminists, this was an opening.
Claro, no, nosotros nos pasaba que nosotros antes con, nos juntábamos siempre, era más común que al mediodía, a la tarde para tomar mate fuéramos con mi abuela. Y
Anita Ocampo is 16 years old. She says sometimes after school, she goes to her grandmother's house. They drink warm tea together and turn on Intrusos, just like I used to. Except when Anita watches, she's wearing the green scarf around her wrist, the pro-abortion symbol. And one day on TV, she sees a woman wearing a scarf like hers. Look, Grandma, Anita says, just like mine. Later that night, she approached her dad and made him an offer. If you watch this episode of Intrusos, the one featuring comedian Señorita Bimbo, I'll massage your feet. He agreed. Actually, she got the whole family, even her grandma, to watch several episodes. And it opened up a conversation, which Anita says they've been having ever since. These days, the host of Intrusos refers to himself as a recovering misogynist. Mrs. Ocampo says she is one too.
Sí, estoy en un 70.
I'm 70% there, Mrs. Ocampo reflects.
Sí, sí, sí.
I still have 30% left to go. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Buenos Aires.